So thank you very much, ladies, for agreeing to be interviewed for our series for this evening. Now, I believe we're actually mid-rehearsal, so if there is any background noise, I'm sure that our listeners will understand. So perhaps you could introduce yourselves.
Yes, my name is Davinia Fisher, and I'm playing Prince Charming.
And my name is Melissa Jordan, and I'm playing Dandini.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, I believe both of you have vast experience on the stage. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about what you've done in the past.
Yes, I have done quite a lot of performing. I probably have been performing about 30 years, giving away my age slightly. I trained professionally in London at Mount View. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to get quite a bit of professional work for a few years. And then family and life takes over, as it does.
Work-life balance.
Work-life balance, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you can't juggle it all. No. By joining groups like Overplayers and other groups that I've worked with in Cambridge, you can keep the love alive of theatre, of course, which is living the dream.
Absolutely. And this is your first time with Overplayers.
It is, yes.
So welcome.
Thank you. I've received a very warm welcome from everyone.
That's
thank
fantastic.
You.
Now, Melissa, I know you've been with Players for a couple of years, but you've also had a vast of experience outside the Players.
Yes. I started when I was at high school, getting involved in school productions. Mm-hmm. Then, like Davinia said, it stopped for a few years whilst kind of life takes over, but I was fortunate enough to get back into it as an adult. I joined the Overplayers 10 years ago, so my first panto with them was Dick Whittington, where I was playing Dick. So it's actually been 9 years I worked out since I was last a principal boy, so it's been a few years.
So it's back to it.
But yes, I've been in, over the last 10 years, I've been in six of the pantos with the Players.
Fabulous.
So love it, but I'm equally happy being in a musical or in a play or Shakespeare. I just enjoy being on the stage and performing, and if I get to sing and dance as well, then it's
bonus.
All a bonus.
Yes. So you mentioned Principal Boy, and I know I've tried to explain to foreign visitors, friends of mine, how the pantomime started, and the fact that you have young women playing principal boys and then you have the older man playing the dame. It's so bizarre in pantomime, isn't it?
It is. It's quite a unique tradition that happens, and I think it is difficult for people that aren't familiar with pantomime to get their head around why that might be such. The honest answer is I don't really know why, but I think possibly a glimpse of thigh and knee-high boots possibly plays a part in it. But I mean, certainly kind of thinking back historically, going back to Shakespeare, there was boys playing girls, mm-hmm. so the idea of kind of cross-dressing on the stage wasn't unusual because women weren't allowed on the stage at that point. Perhaps it kind of comes down to it's a disguise thing. But certainly, no, it's one of the nice things about panto in that you get to slightly bend the usual rules.
And it's wonderful, isn't it? And it's such a family event. I take it your children are coming?
They are, yes. My eldest will be. My youngest is only turning one next week. It's a little bit young for him, but my eldest will be there, He's looking forward
fantastic.
To it.
Fantastic. Yeah. And your girls too?
They will definitely be there. They've been singing along and helping me learn my lines at home.
That's
so yes, and I'm sure they will be correcting me if I get any of them wrong.
Yeah. They all know the script better than you
and
are.
And the dance moves.
And the
dance. My little boy knows all the dance moves. I can't stop the feeling.
Well, thank you so much. It's wonderful to chat to you this evening.
Thank you.
Wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.